Welcome to today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. I'm Schaefer Landit, and I'm here with Norwalk Girls Bowling Coach Scott McClellan. Coach, first off, how's it going, and how have you kind of felt the season's gone thus far? Coming off of a performance at the conference meet, fifth place in conference, so up to that point, and how did you feel like your girls did, and kind of a summary of the season and your month of January?
I think the girls did well during conference. We had a little time there, lunchtime, and I started figuring up calculations. Every one of them, all 10 of them that were there, improved on their score anywhere from 10 to 30 pins on average. So, you know, it shows that we're doing the right things. We didn't get a lot of practice in the month of January. You know, we're getting it now. From the first part of the season to now, everyone's improved. They listen well. Attitude's been great. They've welcomed me aboard, so it's been very fun.
And a fifth place finish at conference with a very young team. Is that something that you're happy with where you guys are right now?
Oh, absolutely. We had five freshmen and a sophomore. So they're all coming back. We finished right where we needed to. We were close to Sigourney Kyoto, but you know, we averaged right at 130 for 15 Baker games. That's been pretty good for us.
And talk about some of those younger girls. Bailey Baldwin, Molly Olson kind of led the way statistically for you guys for a while. Talk about kind of as their young careers have begun here, the growth you've seen from them, and then also just the kind of their performances this past week here.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Bailey tonight before practice. You know, she finished in the top 10. Had a few bumps down the road in her first game. I think only shot 107. But then the next two, you know, one was like 175. She can bring that first game up. Anything can happen. She could be a state qualifier next Monday. So, but we got to put three games together. You can't just do two and one. That's not going to get it there. Like I say, everyone has improved from day one. Molly, boy, she's done an outstanding job. She was on fire Monday, picking up some of the spares. But again, we talk about on a spare, that next ball, you got to have a high count. You know, one and gutter ball is killing us. So those are things we're working on tonight.
Anybody else performing well, kind of exceeding expectations? Again, I know it's early on in a lot of these girls' careers, but some other individual performances?
Juliana Johnson did a great job, scored above her average. Matter of fact, they all did. Layla also scored higher than her average. So I was very pleased. You know, you don't want to go there and have them shoot poorly. You know, you always want them to improve, shoot above their average. That means they're doing what they're supposed to.
Again, we're talking to Norwalk Girls Bowling Coach Scott McClellan on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. A couple more here for you, Coach. Heading into qualifying Monday of next week, what are you kind of looking at and possibilities that you see, and what's kind of going into preparing leading up to Monday?
Well, we're preparing tonight. We're working on our spares, our alignment, making sure we're hitting our mark where we want with our first ball. I tell the girls anything can happen. Anything's possible on Monday. You know, you get on fire, you know, you can bowl, you know, a couple 200s and you're right there. So, you know, we've talked about attitude through the whole season. We have to have a good attitude. Attitude will bring you down. So we try to stop it as soon as it happens. The girls are very good keeping their attitude up. We're going into Monday being positive. You know, anything can happen, and let's have fun.
You've got a young team, Coach. You've got to be excited. I mean, one match at a time, but you got to be excited for years to come. You can only improve from here with these girls who have plenty of time left with this program. It's just got to be exciting. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're excited for beyond that, even though there's still some business to take care of this year?
Yeah, we talk about the future. You know, the future's not there if they don't come back out. So that's why my goal this year was to make it fun, to understand, hey, we have a coach that's going to work with us, and he's going to help us, and he's going to prepare us. That's what I want. I want them to see that, and then they come back and then prepare for next year. We've talked about, though, we can't set the ball down next week if we're done and not pick it up till next November. So we've talked about, you know, different leagues they can get into, different tournaments. You know, I have some parents that bowl, and I talk to the parents, hey, get in a father-daughter tournament. You know, they're fun. You can have fun with your daughter. And some of the parents are like, hey, I'm going to start bowling more with my daughter. So, you know, staying busy. Again, like we mentioned, I'm retired. I just live a couple miles from here. So if they call me and say, hey, I got a lane. Hey, can you come up? Absolutely. You know, I'll be there and help you.
Awesome. Well, good news for that, you know, that future of the program, Coach. It's looking good. Any final comments before we talk to you after next Monday?
I just want to say, you know, I want the girls to have fun. I want them to have a good experience. And again, we talked about, you know, next year, you know, we're going to step it up a little bit. You know, as me as a coach, I understand you're young, you're a freshman, but we have to step that intensity up each year so that we're prepared. You know, by the time I want it by happen to buy a junior, not a senior. I want them to step that up by a junior. And, you know, we've got to plan what they need to do and how they need to do it. They just need to go out and do it.
Well, that's Coach Scott McClellan of the Norwalk Girls Bowling Team. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.